This call is being recorded.
Good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Who's on the line? Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Who's on the call? Good morning. Welcome to the Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Who just joined the call?
Good morning, Bubbly. It's Susie.
Hey, Susie Q. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How about you?
I'm wonderful. Thank you so much for your asking.
Well, thank you so much for asking, too. Yeah. Trying to do this and trying to do that. And gosh, already this morning.
Okay, well, hey, praise God that you're up and able to do what you're doing, girl.
Amen. And I'm just trying to get this arthritis in place. You know, it's horrible, but I'm tired of taking these pills. I'm in the process now of getting off of them. I don't want to take them all the rest of my life.
Yeah, I know. That's right, girl. That is absolutely a true statement there.
Yes.
But, you know, we got to do what we got to do until we can do better. Amen?
That's right. Amen.
Mm-hmm. All right. Prayer question. Okay. I just got something text sent to me right quick. So let me make sure I put that in there. All righty.
Well, you have a wonderful day. I'm going to go on
you.
You
too. Oh, okay, sweetie. You
love you.
Love you too. Good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Did anybody else join the call? Good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Who just joined the call?
Good morning. The evil way to go, way the morning.
Well, good morning, Sister Yvonne. Welcome to the call. So good to hear your sound, sweetheart. Happy Wednesday. Good morning and welcome to the Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Who just joined the call?
Good morning. It's Renee. Good morning.
Hey, Renee. Good morning, honey child. Happy Wednesday. Good to hear your sound. Good morning and welcome to the Clear Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Who just joined the call? Oh, wait. Shoot. Good morning. Welcome to the Clear Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Who just joined the call?
Sean.
Pardon me?
Good morning. Sean, good morning.
Good morning, Sean. Happy Wednesday.
Thanks. Same to you all, lady.
All right. Thank you so much. Today is Wednesday the 29th. All right. Ooh.
Good morning, Estisha. Good morning, Bubbly. Good morning, Emma.
Hey, good morning, Deidre. Happy Wednesday.
Good morning, family.
Good morning. Who's that?
Sister Veronica. Good morning. Happy Wednesday.
Good morning, Sister Veronica. Happy Wednesday to you as well. We made it again on that wake-up call.
Okay. We're here again. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah. Amen. One more time. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Good morning. Welcome to the Clear Vicky. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Who just joined the call?
Good morning, Bubbly. This is Sonia.
Hey, good morning, Sonia. Happy Wednesday. Glad to hear your sound this morning.
Thank you. Same to you.
You're welcome. Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Did anybody else join the call that would like to say good morning?
Good morning, it's Pretty Patrice. Good morning.
Hey, morning, Pretty Patrice. How are you?
Hey. I'm wonderful. Good to hear your sound.
You as well. You as well. Hey,
I miss you, sweetie. You been good?
Oh, miss you? Yeah, I'm better than good now.
Hey,
God be all glory. Get to hear that laugh. Hey.
Yeah. I love you, sis.
I love you too, darling.
All right.
Good morning. Welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Did anybody else join the call that would like to say good morning?
Good morning. It's Diane.
Hey, good morning, D-Word. How you doing?
Good morning, you too. I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
You're welcome. How's them two little new grandbabies?
They're coming along. They're growing.
Yeah. I know that's right. I know you still ecstatic, excited, and all that other good stuff. Glad to hear your sound, sweetie.
You too.
Good morning, and welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Did anybody else join the call?
Yes. Good morning, Bubbly. It's Deborah Evans. Good morning.
Deborah Evans. Good morning.
Hey,
how are
good morning. I'm very well, and yourself?
I'm better than most.
Praise God. Praise God for that.
Hey. It's been a long... I'm sorry, who was that?
No, I couldn't wait till you guys finish. Go ahead.
Good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Who just joined the call?
Happy Wednesday. Good morning, Bubbly. This is Pam. I have two prayer requests.
Okay, let me get a pen and paper because my mind is so not where I can remember too much, especially this early in the morning. Okay,
I
just had it.
I appreciate you.
Oh, I appreciate that you even giving me this opportunity to put this down on paper. And there's a pen. So to God be the glory. All right,
amen.
Two prayer requests. All right, let's see. Let's go.
Okay, so my auntie, continue prayers for my auntie Ernestine Howard.
Howard, okay.
And prayers for the family of the person that just got killed on the Bay Bridge.
Wow.
Somebody just got hit on the Bay Bridge.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, prayers for their family.
Okay, they got killed. Did you say they got killed?
Yeah, on the Bay Bridge.
Okay. All right, got it.
Thank you so much. God bless
you
guys. I love
you.
My
God
victory
you
family. Thank
Amen.
You.
Good morning, Bubbly. It's Andrew.
Hey, good morning, PA. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, sister.
My God. Good morning and welcome to Declare Victory. This is Bubbly. Happy Wednesday. Did anybody else join the call that would like to say good morning?
Good morning.
Well, good morning. Who is this?
My name's Julian.
Hi, Julian. Is this your first time calling?
No, I called in a couple of times before.
Oh, okay. Well, good morning, brother. Good to hear your sound, because I don't think I heard it before. Welcome.
I'm just going to do some listening this morning.
Pardon me?
I'm just going to do some listening this morning.
Oh, okay. Well, let you listen. Keep on listening. Keep on calling back.
Good morning, it's Sister Tracy. Happy Wednesday, everyone.
Oh, well, good morning, Sister Tracy. And I just realized it is 6:06. So before we move forward, we ask you to please, ma'am, please, sir, mute your line so that we can proceed. Amen. Hello, good morning. My name is Deborah, a.k.a. Bubbly, and I am your hostess for this morning. Thank you for joining us here on Declare Victory. We are a prayer call that meets Monday through Saturday starting at 6 o'clock a.m. Pacific time to edify, empower, encourage, and equip you in your walk with Christ. Please feel free to invite a friend so that they can be blessed too. We hope that you continue to join us. God, really? Okay, hold on a second, you guys. There we go. We hope that you continue to join us as we finish off the month of May on Fear Not.
You do not want to miss the teachings, lessons, and messages that the declarers are preparing as they hear from the Lord. Lord, for his people on this topic, I'm sorry. We have two announcements. Today is the day that declare victory fast for anything that you may be believing the Lord for. If you would like to join in, push back your plate or something that you spend a lot of time doing and offer this time to the Lord in prayer. We will be fasting all day until 5 p.m. when we will call back into the same number and have a quick closing prayer. Next, if you have been blessed by the call and would like to sow into it, please visit www.declarevictory.org or www.paypal.me/declarevictory. We pray many blessings by our Heavenly Father be returned to you for your giving and trusting in Him. There weren't any prayer requests on the app, but I received a message this morning that whoever's under prayer is praying today to please remember to lift up Sister Barbara, for traveling mercies as she is on a plane heading home. Amen. And then, oh my God, I wrote down her prayer request. I think it was Sister Pam. Please continue to pray for her Auntie Ernestine Howard and to the family of the person who got killed on the Bay Bridge this morning. Amen. Please remember those people in your prayers. The order of the call this morning is as follows. The declaration will be by our very own Deion Jackson. Praying and corporate praise will be done by Sonia Fisher. I will repeat that. The declaration will be by our very own Deion Jackson. Praying and corporate praise will be done by Sonia Fisher. The scripture today is Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading, hearing, and doing of his holy word. As at this time, we ask you, please again, please ma'am, please sir, to please place your phone on mute until instructed to come off mute. I now pass the call to the declarer for today, Sister Deion, the radical midwife Jackson.
Amen. 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 And amen again. Thank you, Bubbly, for always doing what you do best, and that is being full of number one, Jesus joy. That's what I call it. Always bubbly, no matter what time of morning we may start. God bless you all this morning. Happy Wednesday. Again, today is the day that we set aside to fast. It's my favorite. I don't particularly care to fast, but I absolutely love the results as a result of fasting. So for those of you that will be joining us, don't forget to join us here at 5 p.m. today. Hosting again is Lady Diane. Just want to give a quick reminder for those that may just be jumping on the line. Please make sure that your line is muted. Please make sure that you have checked your personal mute. Go ahead and mute your line, and periodically throughout the call, if you'd be kind enough to do the same, just so that we can protect the continuity of the call as well as the live radio stream. Amen. And just FYI, you can always download the Freedom Radio app or the Declare Victory app to hear the live call. If you're not able to get on your phone, or if you want to just kind of protect yourself from jumping in and out of mute, it also helps, just so that you know. Amen. So praise God for this month has been a month, I'll call it a month of triumph, a month of really overcoming. We've had some incredible shares this month, some really great tools, some really great topics, some things that I believe will empower us to move forward in a different level of victory. And I'm really grateful to God this morning for just an opportunity to see things a little bit differently, that God is opening up the eyes of my understanding and opening up the eyes of my heart so that I can see Him better. the view gets clearer, the higher in him you go. It's kind of like any and everything else. So I just want to encourage all of us to make sure that we are spending adequate time with God and making preparation for the promotion. And I'm not talking about the external promotion where the see me promotion. I'm talking about the time and the space where we can actually connect with God and get to a different place on the inside, even if our scenario doesn't change, even if we don't get a different job, so to speak, that we have the job of worshiping Him better. Amen. Amen. So most gracious and heavenly Father, I come asking that not only would you be in my mouth, Lord God, but that your spirit would lead me. I declare and I decree that today somebody will be liberated. Somebody will realize that they're standing under an open heaven, under an open access point to you, to your divine wisdom, to your understanding, to your intellect, to your strength, and to your patience even. And I pray, oh God, that you would begin to move differently on the inside of us and give us the ability to recognize that we are truly more than overcomers through Him that loves us. God, I pray that you would expand our coasts. God, that you would bless us indeed, in spite of and regardless to what situations and circumstances we may face, but that we would meditate on you both day and night in an effort to understand your love for us. Give us this morning the capacity to receive. Give us this day our daily bread. Help us, God, to stand in forgiveness and to walk in the victory that forgiveness actually lends. I pray, oh God, that we would recognize the grace that we stand under and that we would no longer live under the guise of self-condemnation. I sever any thought that might keep us bound by the fears of yesterday. But I thank you in advance, God, with thanksgiving in my heart, that you are the source of our strength, God, that you are the strength of our lives, and we absolutely give you glory. We give you honor, and we thank you in advance for all things being well, because you've already spoken it. Amen. I have shared on this particular scripture before, but I want to revisit it, and I want to revisit it specifically for two different things. One is for the sake of fear as reverence, and the other is for sake of fear as our own internal thought process. But I want to share from two different translations. I'm going to read it initially. I think I'm going to read two different, but I'm going to come from Mark, the 5th chapter, very, very familiar passage of scripture. And I'm going to start at the 27th verse. I want to draw some attention specifically to some of the verbiage or vernacular that we may all be familiar with. But I think sometimes we take it for granted. We don't necessarily embrace the truth of God's word. If you're anything like me, like I was, we hear the word so frequently that it becomes almost commonplace. We are exposed to the word of God through church or televangelists or, gospel songs or whatnot. But we have to get to the point where, number one, we spend enough time with God that at some point it begins to translate into our truth. And we've been talking a lot this particular month about the fact is, but the reality or the truth is the opposed. This may be your current experience, but it has nothing to do with the truth. So in Mark, the 5th chapter, the 27th verse, and this is after Jesus has performed multiple miracles. He's walked across the water to the disciples and so forth. I think I can hear someone's TV. You have your TV on. Double check, triple check for me. So Mark 5:27, I'm going to read it first in the King James Version, but then I'm going to read it in the Message Version because I love how it translates. It says, when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up. Can you mute your phone for me? Amen. And straightway, the fountain of her blood was dried up. And she felt in her body that she was healed of the plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had come from him, And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched me? And of course, the disciples were like, yeah. You know, a million people touched you. We're in the middle of a crowd and so on and so forth. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell before him and told him all the truth. And he said to her, daughter, thy faith has made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of the plague. It continues, and at 36, the man whose daughter was said to have died, it says, and 36 says, and soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, be not afraid, only believe. Be not afraid, only believe. In this particular passage of scripture, there are two separate instances of what fear represents. Again, I'm going to ask if you would check your phones for me. Someone's phone is not muted, and I can hear everything in the background, and so can everyone on the radio. I'd rather they didn't. Amen. I'm going to go back to the Message version of that same passage of scripture, 27. And again, the woman who was suffering from the hemorrhaging, it says, and she had heard about Jesus. She slipped in from behind and touched his robe. She snuck her blessing. Now it says in this version, and she was thinking to herself, if I can just put my finger on his robe, I can get the change. And I know my plague will be over and done with. At the same moment, Jesus felt that energy discharged from him. And he turned around in the crowd and again asked, who touched me? And so the disciples were like, what you talking about with this crowd pushing and jolting you? Are you seriously asking who touched you? Dozens have touched you. But he went on asking, looking around to see who had physically done it. The woman, knowing what had happened, knowing she was the one, stepped up in fear and trembling and knelt before him and gave him the whole story. I want to point out a couple of very significant things. Number one, we talked the week before when I shared, we talked about meditating. And how that when you have a thing in your mind, of course, your words follow your thought process. Your words follow your thought process. And I thought it very, very powerful that when it was translated in the Message, as opposed to the King James Version, where it says, and she said to herself, or in some versions, it'll say, and she muttered or uttered. It is amazing how the things that we mutter, utter, say, and think empower or impeach our fear. We have talked about so many different levels, so many different strategies of overcoming and subduing or making powerless the strength of fear during this month's sessions. I believe it's going to prepare us for the month of June, which I'm extremely excited about. I believe you guys will be too. God has given me a different structure and strategy for next month as we begin to move forward and go from faith to faith. In doing so, I want you to consider the reality that we all have the power to think, to utter, to mutter, and to say specific things with an expectation. Again, in this whole 27 verse, as she recognized that she was going through, now mind you, referring back to the passages of scripture that precede this particular passage, she talked about, or the word talked about, how she had exhausted every other resource. Now, one of the things that came to mind as I began to dive into this scripture is I can only imagine, and I'm gonna share something else that I want you to peep too specifically. I can only imagine that as she had exhausted all of her resources, her thought process, okay, I'm gonna try this doctor. I'm gonna try this particular homeopathic medication. I'm gonna try this home remedy. Maybe the shaman can help me. Perhaps the witch doctor can fix it. I'm sure that in her mind, she attempted and or tried to rationalize any and everything prior to getting to the place where Jesus was even an option. I want to ask you this. How many things have you attempted to do in your own strength, in your own power, with your own finances, left to your own devices in an effort to absolve yourself of a responsibility, of a issue, of a financial struggle, of issues with your children? How many times have you found yourself attempting to do any and everything that you could in an effort to avoid relinquishing your strength or your power as a last resort? I'm raising my hand because I can recall being the most resourceful chick on the planet, honey. I had a habit of making sure that I had additional resources. And if this didn't work, I could use this as an option. And if that didn't work, I could use this as an option. But I want us to pay attention to the reality that she used her words after being thoughts to empower her to get an immediate response. A lot of times I think that we don't recognize the truth about who Jesus is and how the Holy Spirit resides on the inside of us. A lot of times I don't necessarily think that we realize how close Jesus really is. Now get this. Again, the people, his disciples, referred to the crowd as an external grouping. There were people all around him who didn't really recognize, keep in mind, didn't really recognize that they had access, that literally all they had to do was position themselves to touch him. Now, normally we expect God to touch us, but because of her thought process, because she empowered herself with her words, her reach was different than the touch of everyone in the crowd. I don't know about you, but I would love for Jesus to say, wait, who touched me? knowing that he had the power to heal her and absolve her of the pain of the process, knowing that he had the strength, the wisdom, the understanding, the intellect, and even the deity that had the power to change something. Crazy part is, I wonder how many people were really there. And how come they didn't recognize that what they needed was in their touch of who Jesus was? I wonder if they were dealing with self-condemnation like we do. I wonder if they were struggling in their minds. I would touch him, but, you know, I did XYZ Tuesday night. And, you know, I don't know. I would touch him, but I've been married 3 times and, I'm raggedy and ratchet. And so, yeah, I don't know. I would touch him, but, you know, I used to be a drug addict. And every now and then I think about it again. I would touch him, but I struggle with mental illness, and he probably wouldn't want to be bothered with me touching him, and the disciples might stone me for being out of place. I would touch him, but how many times do you say, I would expect Jesus to heal me, but, right? But if you trip off of the scripture, it says, after he asked, who touched me? The very first thought in her mind was, oops, I'm in trouble now. It was, she fell in fear. Now, in my mind, we could look at it 2 different ways. She could have fallen in fear, in reverence, and in awe of the reality that she recognized at that moment that she had been healed, simply because the power of God resonated and went through her body, and she felt the transition. She literally experienced an immediate healing. Some of us will experience the "and as they went" healings. But this woman was able to declare on the inside of herself. Look, she said she knew what was done in her, knowing, like she was positive that something had changed, something had transformed, something evidential had happened on the inside of her body, because she felt the blood stop flowing. And he said unto her, daughter, your faith has made you whole. And then, well, actually, your faith has made you whole. It didn't say it healed you, right? He said a second time that she was made whole in the King James Version. Now, in the Message Version, it says, Jesus said to her, daughter, you took a risk of faith, and now you're healed, listen, and whole. 2 congruent steps towards the totality of being everything she needed to be. I wish that I could get a glimpse of who she became as she moved forward in her healing. I wonder if she lived her life with a loud declaration of how that Jesus had healed her. I wonder if she was became a televangelist, honey. I wonder if she became like a Juanita Bynum or a Paula White and went around telling everyone about who and what Jesus did for her and how that it was an immediate transition. But as I continue to read, Jesus, in his season of performing miracles, there was thing after thing after thing. But not only did Jesus heal her, but he made her whole, which means that her mind was right. Her body was right. Her focus was probably right. Like she got one of those open heaven blessings. She got I'm standing in the need of prayer, not my mother, not my father, not my sister, but it's me, Jesus type of releases of power, because it says, you took a risk of faith. How many times, or when is the last time that you used your faith to risk a thing? When is the last time you challenged Jesus because you knew that he said in his word that he is and he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him? When is the last time you said Psalms 56, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you, even knowing that there's a chance that maybe, just maybe, he will do exactly what he said for you? Are you the person in the crowd who's standing right there in the presence of the Almighty God, but you don't have the courage to trust the faith, because we all have the measure that's given to each of us, but you haven't had the courage to use your level of faith? Kind of like understanding that 2 Timothy 1:7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. There's something about what happens in the mind that transitions us from faith to faith and glory to glory, from strength to strength, and honestly, even from oil to oil. If in fact we take the time to begin to digest the word of God and what it says for our lives, the truth is that eventually, if you take to heart what the word says, you'll start to understand that there's a process that you go through. First, it's a thought. Then it becomes your verbiage or your vernacular. Speak those things that be not. And that's used out of context quite a bit. But the reality is that if the world was framed by his words and he made us like him, why wouldn't we have the ability to use our words to frame our futures? The truth is that because we've spent so much time with people who believe God simply for just the tangible things and don't really understand the access that comes with knowing God and surrendering your life to him and the truth of his word, obeying him radically to the point that you start to step into your purpose and your promise, because your thoughts become your words and your words become your life, and they become the pattern of how you expect God to show up in your life. Right? And so this morning, I want to Isaiah 35:4 you. I want to tell you to be encouraged and be strong and don't be afraid. God is coming to your rescue. Now get this. She heard that he was coming, right? She heard that he was coming. Now, the beautiful thing is that we now have access to the word of God, which gives us instruction. She didn't have that. She had to go on what was told to her. But isn't this something, that somebody else's thoughts became their words and their words inspired her thoughts that became her words? And now she has the power that she can use her words to inspire another person's thoughts. You get it? And so it goes in succession. But get this, I'm going to take you back just a little bit. As Jesus finished making her whole, he was then approached by Jairus, whose daughter had died. Now, mind you, in the earlier parts of this particular passage of scripture, it talks about how people were bringing their loved ones, their friends and their families from a distance, bringing them in close to where Jesus was. They were bringing the lame, they were bringing the blind, and they were bringing the cripple, they were bringing the bedridden. But get this, Jairus left his baby at home. Wonder why he would leave his baby at home knowing that Jesus was there, right? Looking at everybody else with their kids and their loved ones. And so the servant said, don't trip, she died. It's a wrap, right? But Jairus never left. He stayed right there. Now, the amazing part is that Jesus then said, come go with me. He scolded the people in the crowd because they didn't get that he was there. They didn't understand that the one who could change any and everything was there. Now, mind you, again, I want to remind us that this is when he physically walked the earth. Listen, I want to tell you this morning that he's here.
I want to tell you this morning that he is ever present, that he is omniscient, that he never, ever leaves my side. He never leaves your side. He never leaves Miss D's side. He never leaves Miss Barbara's side. He never leaves Bubbly's side. He never leaves Brother Jeff's side. He never leaves Juliet's side. He never leaves Debbie's side. He never leaves any of us. He is always right here. And a lot of times, because we don't physically see him, and because sometimes we're dealing with circumstances and situations, we get so consumed with the noise of the crowd and their thoughts that have become their words that impact our reality, because we don't have our own thoughts that become our own words. And so I'm sitting here and I'm thinking to myself, I wonder why didn't he just pick his baby up and bring her like everybody else did? Well, secretly, it helped me to understand, listen, something in J. Ira said, I don't need to bring her. If he is the great healer, everything that he said he was, he can do from right here. There was something on the inside that even caused him to go with Jairus. He believed that Jairus knew. And even though after it was all said and done, after the woman with the issue of blood was healed, now here it is that Jesus is doing what he does best. And he says she ain't dead, but she's sleeping. Now, considering that he knows all things, that he understands all things, that he heals all things, that he is all things, and he does all of this simultaneously. And Jesus overheard the people talking, and he said to the leader, right? Because the servants and all the people surrounding, this man was the leader, right? So he was using his example. Now, mind you, he did not bring his daughter, but now because he came in her stead, that has something to do with us standing in the gap. So you might have a wayward child. Uh-huh. You might have a husband that does the fool. Yep. You might be in need of a family restoration. You don't have to bring them, or they don't even necessarily have to know that you went to stand in the gap. See, his thoughts became his actions. Right. I'm sure that he said to himself, listen, I'm going to run out here. And, you know, I mean, I'm just going to take a shot. Hey, she's dying straight up. Can you stop it? I'm not even going, but I know that you have the ability to change everything. Do we have the courage in today's time to stand in the gap for our child? So much so that it brings the power of who God is right into the room. Hallelujah. So much so that it lures God to our situation and our circumstance. Do you have the courage to believe God for your child? Do you have the courage to believe God to restore you? Do you have the courage? Not just, I'm not going to bring my issue with me. I'm going to bring myself and say, listen, I know that you have the power to change the circumstance. Jairus left the issue behind him, so much so that he lured Jesus to the issue to absolve him of the pain of that process. And so I'm super excited, because the reality is that as Jesus walked in the room and told the girl to get up and walk, right after that, he said, now feed her. I am inclined to believe that he didn't say, just feed her no food. Let her know who she is. Let her know how I changed her life. Give her the bread of life. Feed her. I believe he gave him a charge to preach, even though it says, now don't go run out here, tell everybody everything. I believe he gave him strict orders to teach and to preach the gospel. Here I came. My grace was sufficient. I absolve you of the pain of the process. We have to get to a point where we understand that we are responsible for the things that we think, that we are responsible for how we stand in the gap for somebody, that we are responsible for expecting God to be everything that he promised us that he would be. We have to understand that he is present. We have to understand he said, lo, I will be with you always, even until the ends of the earth, even if we make our bed in hell. But when we understand that we should be anxious for nothing, but in all things, prayer and supplication. Make our petitions and requests known unto God. He knows exactly what we need before we need it. He sees us when we're hurting. He knows and understands when we're afraid. But the reality is that he continually says, fear not, fear not. Don't be afraid. Fear not, fear not. And he's calling us to a place of boldness in kingdom living that we have to get to, where we make sure that our thoughts are focused on the truth of God's word and not what we see with our lying eyes. We have to get to a point where we use our words, our thoughts to empower ourselves, where we have the ability literally to bind up a thought that is not like God and to cast it into the lake of hell where it belongs, because we are the righteousness of God. His grace absolutely is sufficient. And if in fact we start to agree with what he says about us, if we start to recognize the power and the connection that we actually have, he will take us from glory to glory. He will begin to transition us from place to place, but we have to get over the condemnation that we subject ourselves to. I don't want to be like the crowd. I want to be like the woman with the issue of blood who had the courage and the audacity, the nerve in a crowded place to press in such a way that she began to move Jesus. I'm going to ask you this as I prepare to pass the call to Sonia. When is the last time you moved Jesus? When is the last time you left your issue on the sideline and you went directly to the one that you know knew could answer it? When is the last time you allowed him to come to your problem because you already knew he was the answer? As I pass the call to Sonia.
Oh, hallelujah, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this day, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord God. You are the great and awesome God that you are right now, Lord God. You have told us not to fear, oh God. And as we humbly come before thy throne of grace, oh God, we thank you, oh God, because you are who you are, oh God. She said that Jesus is here. Yes, he is, oh God, because we inhabit your praise, Lord God. We thank you for the breath of life in our body this day, oh God. Lord God, we thank you that you woke us up in a right mind, oh God. Lord God, we thank you, oh God, that we have activity of limb, oh God. Lord God, we thank you, oh God, that you have given us strength to strength, my Heavenly Father. Lord God, we thank you for the eyes that see, oh God. We thank you for the ears that hear, my Heavenly Father. Lord God, as we stand fast this day, Lord God, we thank you, oh God, that you enable us, my Heavenly Father. Lord God, as you have taught us this day, Lord God, that we walk not on our own, oh God. We ask that you give us strength, Lord God. We thank you for the prayer requests that come before us, my Heavenly Father. We thank you for, we ask that you give us strength, oh God. We ask that you, we ask for prayer for Ernestine, my Heavenly Father. We ask for the prayer for the family of the one that was hit on the Bay Bridge this morning, my Heavenly Father. Lord God, as we come in your power and your strength, my Heavenly Father, we go in, my Heavenly Father. Lord God, in this I ask, Lord God, I thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you hear the prayers of your children, my Heavenly Father, Lord God, that you go down every highway and byway, my Heavenly Father. Lord God, let nothing separate us from you, my Heavenly Father. Lord God, we need your power, my Heavenly Father. We need your love. We need that which abides and abounds within us, my Heavenly Father, Lord God. As the blood pleads on our behalf, my Heavenly Father, let the words abide in it, my Heavenly Father. Lord God, as we go in, my Heavenly Father, let nothing hinder us, my Heavenly Father. Let fear further empower us and not hinder us, my Heavenly Father. Lord God, we know that fear will further empower us and keep us, my Heavenly Father. And this I ask, Lord God. Lord God, we know that the earth is Lord and the fullness thereof and those that dwell therein, my Heavenly Father. Lord God, for we need you as we stand fast, Lord God. Lord God, we need your help, Lord God. I need your help, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus, God. Help, Lord, help, Lord. Lord God, I need your help, Lord God. Lord God, help, Lord God. Help, Lord God. God, help, Lord God. Meet up, Ashiroshi. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, Lord God, help God, help God. Lord God, we ask that you go into the White House, my Heavenly Father. We ask that you give them direction, Lord God, as they pass on laws. My Heavenly Father, we ask that you go into all the schools. Lord God, we ask that you cover all families, my Heavenly Father. Look upon all the children, my Heavenly Father, as they get up and go to school this day, my Heavenly Father. Cover and keep them, my Heavenly Father, in your way, my Heavenly Father. Lord God, we ask that you gird them up, my Heavenly Father. Look upon all their parents, my Heavenly Father. Look upon all those that are attached to them, my Heavenly Father. Let nothing separate them from you, my Heavenly Father. Lord God, this day, Lord God, we ask that you let your mind be in them as it was also in Christ Jesus, my Heavenly Father. Lord God, be in the hands and the feet of your people, my Heavenly Father. Let your word abide and abound in them, Lord God. Let them go from glory to glory and from strength to strength, my Heavenly Father, Lord God. We ask this, Lord God, and as everyone begins to take their call, their phones off of mute, Lord God, let worship arise in them, Lord God. Let it create
Amen,
earthquakes.
Amen, Father
let
God.
The
thank you, Lord.
Place begin to shift
oh, thank you, Father
them
God.
Into places
thank
where
you
they need
for
to be, Lord
spirit,
God.
Father.
Let them
hallelujah.
Take their
thank you for your love.
Places where
thank
they
you for your direction.
The right
bless your direction.
Let your mind be in
thank
that
you,
with
God.
All
God. God.
Jesus,
thank you,
Father.
Thank you, Father God.
Lord God.
Oh, Lord, we love you so much. We want more of you.
Glory, glory, glory.
Hallelujah. We magnify you. We honor you.
Thank you that every need is met today.
Hallelujah.
I thank you that no
please become Nani. Hallelujah. I thank you for healing my children, God. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for meeting me in the morning of all your riches, Lord God. Thank you that we have enough to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I press in for an open door. Hallelujah. I press in for an open door. Hallelujah. Thank you that like Isaiah prayed, God, we're standing under an open heaven in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for healing trace. God, you are worthy of our head.
You are worthy of our
feet. Hallelujah. I thank you, Lord God, for healing trace. Oh, bless your high name, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for your name.
Help us to rest in the truth of who you are.
Thank you,
Lord
Jesus.
God,
God, so that we can begin to walk in the victory that you called us to, that we can begin to stand in the truth of your word in such a way that the world might see and be glorified. Lord, that you would be glorified, that you would be lifted up and all men be drawn unto you. God, help our lives to be the living epistles that you called us to be. Help us to stand in truth and love and power, for you have not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. God, help our mind to align with the truth of your word. Help our mind to align with the reality that you are and you are present, Lord God. Help our mind to align with the truth that you are the great I am. Hallelujah, that everything that we need is locked in the I am that you are. God, we love you this morning. And we thank you in advance, Lord God, that though our lying eyes might tell us the facts, God, that we have the truth of your word to stand on the principles and the promises of Christ our Savior. Hallelujah. Yes. God, we love you this morning. God, I bless your name this morning. God, you make a way when nobody else makes a way. I bless you this morning. God, it could have been different. Hallelujah. It could have gone another way. But hallelujah, I'm all in, Jesus. Hallelujah, I'm all in, Jesus. I believe you. I believe you. I believe you. And because you believe, and because you were faithful, I believe you. Knew that I believe you. I'm going to do it for you.
Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, God.
I believe you, God. Hallelujah.
God, I believe you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, God.
See,
I believe you, Jesus.
I don't care what God,
I believe you, God.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
I believe you, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Yes. I believe you, God.
Yes.
I believe you, God.
Yes.
I believe you. I believe you. I believe you, God. I believe you, God. I got never been, God. I got never been. I got never been.
Yes,
but this thing, I know that one thing I learned is from the Lord.
Yes, God.
That's what I see
now,
that I
will
dwell on forever.
Nobody like you, Lord.
I take you at your word. Fear not, but believe only.
Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you on today, God. We bless you on today, God. It is the hour. It is the time for us to listen to what you have to say, not believe what others are saying, what the news is saying, what naysayers are saying, God, but what you are saying, what your word is saying. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you all today, God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Yes, Lord. So, God, as we conclude our praying this morning, God, give us a mind to press in. Press past what we think we see. Press past the crowd even to get to you, to know you in the pardon of our sins, to know you on a deeper level, to know you and to go further and to reach further and to stretch ourselves, to go under whatever we have to go under, to go through whatever we have to go through to get to you, to touch you. Help us to touch you with our lives, Jesus, so that you will get the glory out of our lives and that somebody will know you because we pressed in. God, we expect you to be the God of our salvation. We expect you to keep your word. We expect you to do everything that you promised us that you would. It's in the matchless name of Jesus that we declare and we decree that it is well with our souls, and we believe the truth of your word. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen, amen, and amen again. Thank you, Sonia, for leading us into prayer. And thank you all for joining in the press, because sometimes that's what we have to do. Before I go into any details, is there anybody that joined the call that didn't get a chance to say, hey, hey?
Hey, it's Nikisha.
Hey, Sugarfoot.
Hey.
Morning, Juliet.
Hey, Ju.
Hey.
Good morning, Miss Aiken.
Hey, Mayberry.
Good morning,
Miss Mona.
Hey, Kendra. Hey, Mona.
Good morning, it's Gloria.
Hey, Glowworm.
Good morning, Sinaje.
Hey, Sinaje. Yo, yo, Brother E.
Good morning, Miss Yvette.
Hey, Annette, good morning.
Yvette.
Good morning. Oh, Yvette, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Good morning. Good morning. Anybody else?
Good morning, Barbara out of Lodi. God bless everyone this morning.
Hey, Barbara out of Lodi.
Good morning, family. It's Dondria.
Hey, Dondria. Anybody else? Well, y'all quiet. It's 100 million of y'all on here, but that's all right. Good morning to everyone, even those that
good morning, Dion.
Thanks, Sugar Pretty.
Do me a favor and pray for Jeff, Brother Jeff, having issues with his back. I can't stay on the call, so I'm asking that, and I'm signing off. You guys have a wonderful day, and I love you.
Okay, love you more.
All right.
Hey, man, anybody else?
Me, it's Bernice.
Hey, Bernice. Hey, man. Well, again, I thank you all for joining us this morning. I pray that something that was said that empowered you and encouraged you. Who talking about something burning, honey? Look, you probably need to hang up and get a fire extinguisher. I'm just being silly. Anyway, did anybody get anything from the share this morning? Anything you want to tap on? Amen. Well, I'm not gonna, you know, I'm not gonna force y'all. But what I will,
yes, Sister Dion,
Brother Jeff, feel better my, first of all.
Yeah, the devil, he's alive, you know, and I'm thankful that my wife recognized that I was moving kind of gingerly this morning. That her husband is in pain. But, you know, we sometimes just have to get mad with the enemy and speak God's word over our life. You know, I know I'm healed. You know, I've been back at work. I ain't even been a full week yet. And feel like I ain't never been off. But, you know, what stuck out for me in the declaration this morning is that she spoke positive confession over her. If I could just touch the hem of his garment, she said. You talked about meditation. She meditated on it. And she spoke positive confession in her thoughts. And then she acted on it. But after Jesus said, "Who touched me?" She told the truth in fear. That part got me a little bit baffled. You know,
that was dope. She confessed. She was like, "Hey, because you know you can't change that. You won't admit it was me. I did it. It was me." There's something about the power of telling the truth, about honesty, about transparency. There's something about it that makes a huge difference, I believe.
Amen. Yes, it does.
Yeah. There's definitely power in confession. Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely. Absolutely. You feel the evidence of the pressure of your back bothering you, but thank God that he is the healer, not a healer. He is the healer. Amen. Amen. Anybody else?
Good morning, sis.
Hey, bro.
Hey. You know, I was just thinking about what Jeff said and how she was afraid after Christ said, "Who touched me?" And, you know, and when we look at the story, she was bleeding. She had issues for 12 years. And during that time, any female who had an issue of blood, now, you know, you usually have your monthly cycle. And so during them cycles, you know, women were considered unclean. They weren't supposed to leave the house. They weren't supposed to go and worship. So imagine being unclean 12 years, not being able to go to church, not being able to be outside. And so while she conquered the fear and while she declared herself willing and able to just touch Jesus and be healed, sometimes when we heal, there is a tendency, and I'm not saying it's 100%, but there's a tendency that when Jesus calls out and brings attention to you, and that fear can bring you right back to point where you're paralyzed. Even though you've been healed, even though you've been delivered, that fear can still have a paralyzing effect because you begin to think about, okay, I've been healed, but really I wasn't supposed to be out here anyway. Okay, I've been healed, but really, I still in my mind think I'm clean. And so I'm afraid to answer the call. And so that, I think that's what came into the mind. But this is very powerful. Because, and I like the way you connected the two women, the daughter and the mother. And I remember you preached on this before. And I find it fascinating that when the woman began to have the issue of blood, this is the exact time that the daughter was born. So there's a correlation there. 12 years and 12 years. We know that this number 12 is God's government. 12 tribes of Israel. You know what I'm saying? The 12 foundations of heaven, which we will see. The 12 disciples. So it's God's covenant. So this is 12 that connects Jairus' daughter and the woman with blood. And the connecting factor is they both needed the touch of Jesus. One, representing the old covenant. We're not saved by blood. We're not saved by sacrifices. We need to touch Jesus in the new church. Church that some people sometimes call dead. Some the church of now, the church of now, when we allow fear to keep us in a state of sleep and a state of death. Both of us, we need to touch Jesus. There is a connecting factor in the touch of Jesus that ties the old covenant with the new covenant, the Old Testament with the New Testament. It is only through Jesus we can conquer our fear and that we can overcome our things. But we can't allow fear. Just like Jairus, who was a leader in the synagogue, and we all know that Jesus had a problem with the Pharisees. And so Jairus had a conquer his fear of maybe even being thrown out of the church by going to a man that the church did not look upon. He had to conquer his fear of people looking and saying, hey man, you're supposed to be in this certain position. You're supposed to have this certain ministry. You ain't supposed to be going outside the box. You ain't supposed to be doing this. He had to conquer that fear also. So there's a connecting factor in the only one who can bring us out of our fear, who can move us, who can heal us, who can bring us back to life. That's in the person of Jesus Christ. Wonderful declaration, God bless.
Amen. Amen. Good stuff. And I absolutely, that daughter being 12, that was one of the things at the forefront of my mind, but I only have 30 minutes, so that was a whole nother discussion. Amen. Amen. Anybody else? Thank you for that, Brother E.
Dion, this is Diane.
Hey.
You said something in your, good morning. You said something in your declaration that is, you know, who God is to you. And if you believe, if the woman with the issue of blood knew something about God, she figured that if I could just get through that crowd and just touch the hem of his garment, then I will be whole. I will be made whole. But we have to know who we are in Christ and who he is to us, that he is real, that he can heal us. And if we don't believe that, we are already living defeated lives. So we have to believe and know who he is to us and be for sure about it. That's all. Wonderful declaration. I love to hear you teach. I just love it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I thank you for the encouragement.
Hey, Dion. Yep.
Hey.
It's Gloria. Hey, Sam.
I know.
I know you know my voice. Listen, the thing that came to me when you were teaching this morning, I mean, excellent, excellent declaration. I'm always blessed when I hear you teach. But the thing that came to my mind was no more buts. No more buts. And every one of the situations you talked about, it was always the opportunity to say, well, this could happen, but, or I've done all, and this might not happen, or it might go this way, but it's no more buts. It's all about being about what has God said to us and what has he said about us and moving forward in that. So God bless you. Thank you so much. And I'm going back on mute.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for sharing. Amen. Good stuff. Good stuff. Anybody?
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I kind of got in on that last of your prayer. Oh my God. Thank you. As Brother Jeff and Brother Eric were speaking, you know, as we go through our tests and trials, I had an opportunity to kind of study the woman with the issue of blood, and I thought about how, you know, when we're in our most critical point of any type of anything, whether it be business, whether it be sickness, illness, whether it be death that we're faced with, you know, we have to press our way through. I mean, no matter what we're going through, I don't care how difficult it gets. I mean, you know, Satan, you know, we know he's talking in your left ear and your right ear at the same time. I noticed that when we get to that most critical point of any type of, if you're in a job interview situation, it's the intensity, but God, And so I'm so glad this morning that I got a chance to just get that, you know, the very fine points of your declaration. Thank you, woman of God, for always being on point, and that your teaching is phenomenal. We're actually blessed to have, you know, this line open to, you know, people to call in. And I'm just so honored to be a part of the team, and just, you know, just being under the anointing that flows down. Thank God for that. So thank you, Dion, for your time that you spend with us and the time that you are giving. God is opening doors that no man can close and closing doors that no man can open. Just as he was leaving one set, you know, he had dealt with Jairus' daughter, and then, you know, he was being told one thing. He had many things going on all the time, and I believe that each scenario just kind of not was like one right after the other, but he actually had moments in time. I don't even believe that he had time to even get away to himself until he said, if y'all can just give me just one moment, I need time to go to my father and sit and talk. Could you just give me 1 hour? Just 1 hour. And that's all God wants. It's just 1 hour of our time, people of God, so that he can do what he have to do. He's on time and he's able, but we have to sometimes just sit back and watch God do what he do. Thank Beth. God bless you, woman of God. I love you today and always.
That's super sweet. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for sharing. Yep, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you guys, you know, and even having to grow up, you know, I appreciate that part of the process. It's absolutely positively been a blessing to my life. So just like you appreciate me, I appreciate you guys a whole bunch. Yeah, thankful for the process. Amen.
This is Krishanda. I just want to get on this day. Krusty, good morning.
Good morning.
I unfortunately slept through your declaration. I dialed in. I had one of those 3 o'clock in the morning on the dot wake up calls this morning. So I woke up and I obeyed the call at 3. But then I got on the call at on time and I just slept through it. So my apologies, but I just wanted to get it on and say good morning. I can't wait to hear the declaration. I hope you have a great day.
Good morning. You too, sweetie. Thanks for taking that watch hour. Good stuff. Anybody else? Amen. I want to say this. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Nikisha. I just wanted to emphasize when you said, when was the last time that you like really pressed in? And I had to like really think about that. It's when I was facing cancer in my body and I said, oh no. And that's when that was the last time I really like pressed in. And that's been 15 years ago. So I got convicted on that. And when we were praying and the Lord just was like, okay, I'm going to have you go in again. And that was me that was speaking at the end about how we need to not believe the report of what everybody else was saying, and just how God is just having me to get over my fear of speaking in public in front of people and stuff like that, and that he really wants to use me, but I have to stop being afraid of what he wants to do with me. So I thank you for your obedience to God. And he also had me up at 3:30 this morning. I was like, okay. And I remember you was going in on Phil about, so you're not going to talk about that 3 o'clock hour. I was like, oh Lord.
Yeah, it's real.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I love you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anybody else? Amen. Just wanted to encourage you to remember that The reality is that he is waiting for us to trust him, like for real. Not halfway, not kind of, not sort of, but he is really waiting for us to press in and to push forward and to look for him to be the answer to any and everything that we could ever begin to think about. I just want to encourage all of us to press the envelope, take a risk, jump with the expectation that he promised us some things. And so I don't want to, beat a dead horse. I know we've been talking about this for so long, and obviously it's a necessary conversation. I don't know about you guys, but I've been in situations where I know I allowed my fear to override what I knew to be true about the God that I serve. And so that's it. I pray that something was said today that empowered you, that impacted you, that will give you courage to press in and to do what's necessary to touch Jesus so that you too can get to the other side, get to the other side of your faith, get to the other side of your expected in, get to the other side of your purpose and your promise. God is waiting on us to trust him enough to branch out of what is familiar, right? Amen. And so with that said, if nobody has anything else, I'll give you guys some time back this morning. Amen. God bless you. Have an amazing day. Again, we'll meet back here at 5 p.m. For our fast for today. And if not, I'll hear you guys tomorrow morning. Amen. Have a good day, guys.
Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Hallelujah. Bye.
Amen. Be blessed on purpose. Love you.
Amen.
Amen.
Be blessed, everybody. Love
you.
Have a great day,
everyone.
Have a great day.